One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The unknown. It's something that can be quite scary. It can be. Sometimes, once you get into the unknown and change occurs, you realize, oh my goodness, this is so much better than before. Why was I dealing with that? Why was I doing this? Why was I doing that? But getting there, getting into that unknown, that's the scary part. Sometimes it's the ruminating, it's the idea, it's the thinking of moving into the unknown that can be the real scary part. What do you do when you're in a new environment? And that in itself is an unknown, but then strange things start to happen. Things being moved, noises being heard, but you can't ever pinpoint where they're coming from or what did it. That's sort of unknown. Is that type of unknown one that leads to good and better, or is that kind of unknown the type that leads to fear and reinforcing those thoughts and ideas of the unknown? It's that type of unknown that we talk about in our next story. Take a listen. Hey guys, my name's Alice. I'm a delivery driver for Amazon. As you can imagine, being in and out of a vehicle all day conjures a desperate need for some mental stimulation and entertainment. I'm so glad I discovered your show. My workdays have improved tenfold. I only allow myself to listen to your show while delivering. This way, I look forward to the day ahead of me having a positive association with work. It is quite a treat. I'm from Wisconsin, but moved to Minneapolis a few years back. I have a best friend who still lives in Wisconsin, and she's extraordinary. Kay is a feisty, assertive little Scorpio, yet holds more compassion and empathy than humanly possible. She is someone who you meet and can tell they are different, special. I'm sure you've met someone at some point in your life feeling the way that they were intended for a great purpose. That's my best friend. What most people do not know about her, something she does not broadcast, is that she's a psychic medium. From prophetic dreams and astral projection to communicating with people who have passed, she has a connection beyond our realm and beyond the grasp of scientific explanation. Though I wish I could go into details with her abilities, her stories are not mine to tell. What I can tell you is that when I'm with her, I feel a heightened sense of the world. It's a difficult thing to explain, but I feel I absorb the energy she projects. The only times I've experienced the paranormal is when I've been with her. A couple small examples being waves of malicious feeling in areas of homes we both feel at the same time, and seeing apparitions at a party while on vacation in Texas. But nothing compares to the experience we had on our most recent girls' trip. Each year, Kay, my friend M, and I take a girls' trip. This year, the destination was set to Cheyenne, Wyoming. It was Kay's birthday, and she decided she wanted to visit her dad, Jay. Jay has a friend who is a property manager and was kind enough to let us stay at her home while she tended to one of her properties in Portland. We arrived Friday morning around 11 a.m. As the car pulled up to the house, my breath was taken away. The house was immaculate, just shy of 1 mil, thanks to a quick Zillow search. This 6,000-foot house was the nicest home I'd ever step foot in. 8 rooms, all with personal bathrooms, 2 kitchens, a music room full of instruments. It was amazing. K&M went straight to a room to change clothes and put on their makeup, but I dropped my bags in the entryway to show myself around this beauty. I was enthralled. As I entered the dining room, Jay followed behind me, taking it upon himself to initiate a guided tour. As we walked through, nearly everything was made by someone in the family. Sculptures, paintings, furniture, all by her brother, daughter, uncle, grandmother, grandmother's brother, grandmother's cousin. Jay deserved an award for his knowledge and all the artifacts and their creators. Once the grand tour came to an end, I joined the girls to get ready. The next 3 hours were filled with Destiny's Child, Pandora Station, makeup, and seltzers. Jay, being only as patient as a father can be, knocked on the door and asked if we were almost ready to leave. As Jay opened the door, a sting of embarrassment raced through me. Our clothes flung everywhere, makeup and White Claw cans spread across the floor, the bed, the end tables. I had to clean up. I started shoving my clothes back in my bag, organizing the makeup, compiling the empty cans, and making the room presentable as my friend's father stood in the doorway. Once we finally settled on the evening plans, the room was clean. Phew. We decided to go to a bar with a live band and spend our time dancing the day away. Stumbling back to the house around 10 p.m., we went to the kitchen to continue to gab like a gaggle of geese that we are. We will all but M. M immediately crashed, claiming a downstairs bedroom. After a couple of hours, I decided to change into pajamas. I went to the room where we were keeping our clothes, turned the light on, and gasped, "What the fuck?" Jay and Kay came running. My clothes were thrown all over the room. Each artifact of clothing stripped from my bag, even down to my makeup, sprawled out. Everyone else's untouched. "I remember you cleaning as we talked plans," Jay said. Kay grabbed my hand and then said aloud, "If there's a spirit here, make yourself known." Not 3 seconds passed before we hear a loud thud against the wall in the room. Jay grabbed us girls and went to the kitchen. "Wake up, Em. We're leaving. This is not the first time I felt or experienced something in this house. We're leaving." Kay did her Kay thing and calmed her father, explaining and reasoning the spiritual realm with him instead of leaving. We exchanged stories of when we have felt a presence or seen or heard things. Some time passed. We all calmed, then Kay decided to ask again, "If there's a spirit here, make yourself known." Thud. Immediately, but this time closer and louder. At the same moment as the thud, M texted Kay, asking if she would be kind enough to bring down water. When Kay did, M then told her, "I think I just had a panic attack or something. I heard a loud noise that woke me up and I opened my eyes, but I couldn't move, like I was being pinned to the bed. It felt like forever. It wasn't until I heard another loud noise that I could finally move." The next day, after staying up till 4 a.m. from all the excitement, K&M decided to take a nap. Jay and I were talking upstairs while the girls were taking a nap downstairs. Probably 20 minutes went by before they went down there and we heard them giggling coming up the stairs. "Wow," Jay said. "I'm surprised they're up. They never stop giggling, do they?" We waited to greet them, but they never came. So I got up and went to the stairs. They were not there. I proceeded to go down the stairs, through the hall, and into the room they were in. They were dead asleep. Let me tell you, both these girls have undeniably unique laughs. I returned up the stairs to Jay, but before I could say anything, it wasn't them, was it? he said with a frown. It was our final night. I had not slept on this vacation yet. I'd been too on edge. It was not that I did not feel safe as much as it was I did not know what to feel. My mind was racing. I was lying next to Kay, who was already asleep and had been a couple hours. I heard what sounded like someone run up and down the hall. I grabbed my phone, turned on my side to face away from the door, put on my oscillating fan app, and opened solitaire, anything to distract me from the fear I'm starting to feel. Then there was the sound of furniture being dragged from one end of the house to the other. I'm stunned in a panic while I realize that noise could be the pipes. A house built in the 40s would make some crazy noises. I was able to breathe, gas, shake it off, back to solitaire. I was just about settled in until I heard breathing. Not in front of me where Kay is lying asleep, but behind me. I do everything I can to focus my ears on the breathing over the fan. A moment of strength brought me to turn the fan down one notch to hear a little better. It is there. I know it's there. I can hear it. It did not sound like an evil breathing, whatever that means. If anything, it sounds like someone is sleeping. A very rhythmic breathing. I mustered up the courage to shut off the fan, turn on my flashlight app. 3, 2, 1. I flip my body over as quick as I can, shining the light in the direction of the door. A shock of cold runs over me, leaving as quickly and sharply as it came. I see nothing. I still hear it. More prevalent than ever, was louder than Kay. I'm shining my light directly on the pillow and there's nothing there. No indentation on the pillow, nothing but the sounds of the breath in and out. I flip back over, grab the covers in a dramatic fit, and put my entire body under the blanket, squeezing every muscle in my body tight. The commotion woke up Kay, thank God. She asked if I'm okay. No, I reply. Have you heard or felt anything? Knowing she was just asleep, but I needed conversation right now. No, she hesitated, but I had a dream that something was in bed with us. On the other side of you, I'm glad I woke up. I instantly get out of bed. Went to the main floor, turned on every light, put the TV on, then watched romantic comedies until everyone woke up. I could not wait to get out of that house. Was it the house? Was it the familial artifacts? Was it absolutely nothing? I do not know. I look back on that time and upset at how cowardly I acted. I always wish for and want to be so much closer to the paranormal than I am. But when I was faced with it, I couldn't handle it. I want to reiterate that I never felt an evil presence. I just felt fear of the unknown.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.